Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Social media has been begging to have, and then I am at least coming around on to a point. Now I will set a deadline for when I will firmly be on your side. Let's talk about Matt Nagy, because there is one thing that I think is happening that I think is unfair, and then I'll point out some stats that some other people have pointed out as well. The one thing I do not understand is, I agree with you that when things are going well, offensive coordinators under Andy Reid are not given much credit for the help that they do for the offense. Mostly people just credit Andy Reid. So that is a disservice to Matt Nagy for when things are going well. But I also do not think it's fair to just be like, well, it's Andy Reid's offense and Matt Nagy has no bearing on it. That is just not true. Matt Nagy obviously has a bearing on it.
Mm-hmm.
In the time Eric Bieniemy was the offensive coordinator, this is pointed out by Preston Farr, the times the team has scored under 27 points, 31% of the time they're scoring, 31% they're scoring over 27 points, 62% of the time under Eric Bieniemy. So twice as often, they were scoring 27 or more points. And just a few years ago, they had the number three offense in the NFL with MVS and Juju Smith-Schuster as the two teams leading wide receivers. I would argue Travis Kelce was certainly better during that time, but not like 80% better than he is as a tight end now. So, like, I have seen them be successful. At this point, my issue with Nagy is, I think he might be the wrong extra voice in the room. And that I will wait, and I am willing to wait, until Xavier Worthy and Hollywood Brown are back. If we're at week 10 gold, all three guys in the field, and this offense still looks like ass, I'm putting it on Nagy. As being a part of the problem, and the part of the problem that you can actually change. Because at that point, Andy will still be a part of the problem, but I'm not doing anything with Andy. And that's the inevitable part of it.
I think with the Matt Nagy conversation that came up last year, right? It's something that I'm glad you acknowledged it, which is true. Anytime something is bad offensively, it's his fault. Anytime it's good, it's Andy Reid's genius. And that's a bad spot to be in. Also, that's just the reality of the situation. I think you're correct that he, of course, is part of the success, and he's also part of the failure when it's failing. No doubt. I mean, you're the OC. You do the game plan all week.
You help with personnel groupings. You make suggestions.
However, sure. You know, the in-game play calling, and you didn't like this play design or whatever, like that in large part is all Andy Reid. I mean, you can say, what do you know, radio guy? Mitchell Schwartz, who played with the damn team and obviously was part of those meetings, he said as much, right?
Yes.
That, hey, this is Andy Reid's offense. So, like, take it from him if you don't want to take
he
it from me.
He takes the most ownership. I'm not denying
he has to. The numbers are the numbers. I mean, I can't debate the actual numbers. And the fact is, the offense production has not been as good since he took over. I'm not debating.
And like, I pointed out a year in which they did not have good weapons and still were a top offense.
That is a fact. That the numbers aren't as good. I think a lot of nuance is required, though, to explain it. I feel like I can explain a lot of it away. You can call it excuses, Cody. Just in general, you can call it excuses. I think as much as we can say, well, the MVS was part of the wide receiver room a couple years ago, a couple things were different, in my opinion, then. I do think Travis Kelce was a better football player 2 years ago, or 3 years ago, whatever
he was.
So number one, that. Number two, I think offensively, the defenses and the way they're playing them is something that they have not had an answer to. He lays some blame to that. But also, what I'm saying is, the acting like nothing changed. Like, Matt Nagy took over, Kelce didn't get older, defenses didn't change how they're playing, and all, like, acting like it was the exact same thing, and like it was this massive drop up because of him. I think that's kind of crazy. I still put, if we're doing the pie chart, you know, and we're only talking about, let's call it four individuals. Let's call it Brett Veach, Andy Reid, Matt Nagy, Patrick Mahomes, and why the offense is where it is today compared to 3 years ago. I think the biggest chunk of that pie, honestly, is still Andy Reid. I don't know if you agree. Maybe you say it's Veach. I think it's Andy, Veach, then Nagy, then Mahomes, if we're just going there. If I had to put percentages on it.
Mahomes is last for me.
Yeah, exactly.
I agree with you there.
Yeah. I think Veach is number two on that blame game, if you will. I think Andy Reid, I don't know the exact percentage. I didn't think it out. I'm making this up
don't
on the fly.
Don't worry about it. You're just saying, you know,
but Andy would have the biggest chunk. Then Matt Nagy, or then Brett Veach, then Matt Nagy. Because if we're going to say the personnel is different and we both acknowledge that, yeah, hey, it is different personnel, well, then why is it different? Now, right this second on September 16th, 2025, I think the first 2 weeks of the offense acting as if, like, well, Matt Nagy had his chance to prove that he can figure it out and he hasn't, it is kind of ludicrous because you don't have Rashee Rice, you don't have Xavier Worthy. And the backfield issue is not him. To me, that's a Brett Veach allotment of resources problem.
And although that same Mitchell Schwartz said that their run game is boring and lacks creativity. Yeah.
Well,
and
to me, that's Andy Reid and Andy Heck and Matt Nagy. It's all three of those names.
This is the issue I currently have with Nagy. Yeah. But again, I will reserve judgment till around week 10. When Rashee Rice, Hollywood Brown, and Xavier Worthy on the field together. If this offense still looks bad, somebody's head has to roll, and I know it's not going to be Andy's.
Yeah, I agree.
So, like, it's going to be Nagy's. And look, I think
and I know we're going real further down the line here. I know we're having a Nagy conversation, but, like, Andy Heck, all the resources, and you can make this argument for other people on staff, too, but they have used a top pick on Josh Simmons now. It's two games into his career, so acting like that he should be a finished product now is crazy. But two games into his career, Kingsley was a second-round pick a year ago. They got the highest-paid center in football, the highest-paid right guard in football. They got a right tackle that's like the second-highest-paid guy on the team this season. Mm-hmm. Andy Heck, you got to make that work, man.
Yeah.
You got to make that work. Now, the scheme in it being, you know, is the creativity still there? That is absolutely a fair criticism of both Andy Reid and Matt Nagy. Where is that creativity in making it work? But I do think their hands right this second for this year, not the last 3 years, this year, their hands are a bit tied with the situation of Rice and Worthy not being available. They're asking Tyquan Thornton to be their big play threat right now. With all due respect to him, that's kind of a joke.
And a healthier Juju a couple of years ago. Because again, it's easy enough to point out the years in which it was going fine for Kansas City, even considering. Because someone said, well, they had a better running game in that year that you're talking about, Cody, in 20. They did, I guess. But it's not like they also didn't have a star running back either to that point either. So, like, it's, you know, you're saying they had a better running game. Well, maybe that was because Eric Bieniemy was better at helping them design run sets. They both had Isaiah Pacheco. 2022 and 2023 are both Isaiah Pacheco. Eric Bieniemy, Matt Nagy. One team scored more points, one team scored less points.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest. We can be critical of Nagy, but the EB stuff is absolutely absurd at this point in time. Eric Bieniemy, since he left, and this was not meant to be about him in this segment, but you brought up his name. Eric Bieniemy, since he is now a running back coach. He went from being, oh my gosh, I can't believe this guy can't get a head coach, everybody's out to get him, to he goes to Ron Rivera in Washington. It's a disaster, not all his fault by any means. They didn't have a quarterback at the time. Ron Rivera blew out that whole system. They're all gone. Then he went to college and I think was recruiting at UCLA for a cup of coffee. Didn't make it the full season there. Now he's a running back coach again. He's gone backwards.
But it's just like,
so it's not, so this is not like,
man, but Matt Nagy went backwards too, just not as far back.
Everybody in the NFL is completely missing that Eric Bieniemy was the genius to the Chiefs offense, yet he's a running back coach in Chicago.
No, but I do think that there's like a storm of you're better at one job than the other job, and he might have been better being an OC than he was at any of the other jobs you're just previously mentioning. Matt Nagy's a good example of that. He flamed out as a head coach, now he's back as an OC, and presume he will continue to be an OC for either the Chiefs or another. He hasn't gone as far backwards, but he has gone backwards, I guess is the point.
Yep.
My issue is that I think in Andy Reid, and this is an Andy Reid problem too, but this relates to Matt Nagy and why I think that there might need to be a change at the end of the season. I think Andy Reid has not gotten complacent, but he's got too many people who think exactly like he does as it relates to the offense, and it's not going anywhere as a result of that. If it wasn't Nagy, do you know who I want? Not some other dude on the staff. I want Sean McVay's quarterback coach, Ben Johnson's wide receiver. I don't care.
But does Andy? But here's the thing. Let's have the real conversation, though. Does Andy welcome that?
I don't know that he does, but that's part of the issue that Matt Nagy is related to this. I don't think at this point my issue with, and what I think might be the problem, and again, I'm still willing to wait till week 10 to see if I'll give him the weapons if that's what it takes. But again, same problem lies. They get through the rest of the season, the offense never plays well. Then there is an offensive coordinator and Andy. There's a problem that somebody needs to look outside and view this, not just the same people trying to solve this problem.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think some of the, like, is he willing to Is he willing to accept that? Is there willing to be, you know, we've for years have given Andy so much credit for adapting. Yeah. You know, he's done it better than any other coach in football. Up until the last couple of years. I mean, before that was the biggest thing is he's been in different organizations. No matter how many young coaches come in the league, he's still a step ahead of them in his creativity. And how much of that still exists? How much of that is still the personnel thing, which gets back to the blame on Brett Veach as well for some of the issues. But usually how all this stuff works in life is it's a bunch of people's fault. It's usually one person's.
None of us are saying it's just Nagy's fault.
But for whatever reason, he's the guy that always on social media and stuff gets the brunt of the blame. And I guess that's just the job of being the offensive coordinator. What I agree with this one text in particular, and this is the creativity, both the Nagy and Andy thing. Where's the screen game? It does not exist. It used to be one of the great staples of his offense. Yeah. And you can say, well, they don't have the personnel. Okay, well, then that goes back to...
What do you mean? Super athletic offensive lineman? That's the personnel.
That's Josh Simmons, the left tackle right now, by the way.
And Kingsley, as questionable as he is athletic.
That's genuinely one of the first things you need for a great scheme game is super athletic offensive lineman. That's what the Chiefs possess in spades.
And they technically have the running back that fits the mold of Jerick McKinnon, whether he's as good as him or not. Who knows yet? But Rashard Smith
is the guy.
They're
not even trying, though. To this point, they don't trust him or whatever. I don't know what the issue is. I think a lot of them, you know, we could all see things that were in the offense a couple of years ago that seemingly just aren't even part of it. You know,
I think it's just gotten stale. And Nagy's a part of the staleness. Again, I would never say he bears more blame than Andy Reid, but I don't think he's a voice of like, let's try different things enough.
Yeah.
Or Andy's not listening to him enough, which is also a problem.
We also know
what do they always say?
What do they always say? That any former coach or any coach on staff? Andy's 51%.
Yeah. But you need somebody who can make him listen to you more in the 51. If that's part of the issue. If Eric Bieniemy,
he's the one hiring these guys. You know what I mean? Like, who's going to tell? Like, Clark Hunt, Brett Veach is not going to tell Andy not to hire somebody.
So the only,
there's that, you know, but even like the only way any of that, if you think that's the issue, that's a Clark Hunt decision only. As far as making him dictating any type of coaching hires, which I don't know if you want that either. By the way, it's not Brett Veach is not going. Brett Veach is not going to Andy Reid and telling him, "Hey, you need to hire someone different." That's just not the reality of how that whole setup is, especially with the success. It's hard to argue, but let's see the next couple weeks, and specifically if they ever have Brown, Worthy, and Rice, are they right that that's the offense they thought could be explosive? If they ever get Brown, Rice, and Worthy on the field, and it still is like is blah, and it's rough to watch, then it's a multiple person problem. But then, yeah, I would agree with you. Then we have to have even more of a conversation about who at the end of the season
is going to wear it.
Yeah, because we know who's not. Mahomes and Andy Reid aren't going anywhere.
And Veach. Veach, Andy Reid, and so like I mean, I'll be honest with you. Once you start breaking out the hierarchy of people to blame in the offense. Guess who's next on that list? Let's do a month ago, our company sent out the flow chart of who's in charge of who, right?
Yeah.
In the flow chart of responsibilities on an NFL team responsible for making sure the offense doesn't stink. Once we get past the three people who have the most ultimate job security of all time, Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, and Brett Veach, Nagy's next. So
I do wonder that
like it or not. You know, you're the guy.
We all agree that Andy Reid's not going to get fired, obviously. He's not going to be the one. But if they have all of them healthy and ready to go and they still have issues,
in the offseason, they will have to make changes.
I understand that. But I think it signifies more about Andy than it does. Like, Nagy will be the blame guy, but it signifies more about Andy Reid and the problems that they're actually having. And it all looks to, I think, all of the eyes turn to Andy Reid and say, hey, man, you got all of these guys healthy. You got rid of Nagy.
I don't disagree.
What is going to like? I think there's more. The responsibility falls on Nagy, which is why he'll get fired. But the responsibility to make sure that it all works and comes together is obviously Andy Reid, and more people should pay attention to that if they still have problems, even though they're all together.
I don't disagree. And for someone that just got in their car and is saying, "Hey, what are you guys talking about? Andy Reid has won 3 Super Bowls. All that we've acknowledged that." That's why these conversations, if we were in a city where this team wasn't winning consistently and all that, it's a whole different conversation. There is criticism always warranted, right? And the results have to be there. The thing for him, the results have been there. So it's that's why there really haven't been many staff changes, if you think about it.
And why I said I'd wait till week 10 when all the guys are back and all the offense is back before you make any rush judgments about where they are offensively. Right. I understand the idea that the weapons are worse.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.